Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with the JIS Media News for Friday, March 9. Coming up, Jamaicans will not be required to pay additional taxes in the next fiscal year. Budget allocation for national security up 23% and 5 small business development centers to be set up in 2018-2019. The news in detail after the break.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir and Band in concert under the baton of DSP Winston Woolcock, Music Master, and ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Webster Memorial Church, 53 Halfway Tree Road, on Sunday, March 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 476-6053.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw has confirmed that there will be no new taxes in the 2018-19 budget. Opening the budget debate in Parliament Thursday, Minister Shaw noted that the decision resulted from continued fiscal discipline and increased compliance measures which have led to tax revenue buoyancy.
For the first time in 14 years, there is some relief for the Jamaican people. We will continue our work on tax reform. There is still much to be done to realign the composition of our taxes to make sure we move obstacles to growth and compliance. This work has commenced and will continue.
Minister Shaw says the administration intends to finance the budget through revenue and grants forecasted at $590.6 billion, or 29.3% of gross domestic product GDP, among other sources. Tax revenue is budgeted at $518.4 billion, non-tax revenue is projected to be $60.9 billion, and capital revenue should amount to $2.1 billion. Grants are projected to total $9.1 billion. Meanwhile, in terms of debt financing, the borrowing requirement of the central government for the year amounts to $103.2 billion. In the meantime, Finance Minister Audley Shaw says tax revenues are overperforming by some $5 billion. He says this is the best tax revenue performance relative to budget in 16 years since fiscal year 2002-2003.
I think that's a conservative figure because, as you can appreciate, the fiscal year is not yet completed. So we have to do some measure of projection. So the projection at this time is $5 billion. I am actually confident that we are going to exceed that figure.
Minister Shaw adds that revenue from pay-as-you-earn, PAYE, is also performing well, despite the increase in the tax threshold for personal income taxes. The PAYE outturn since the start of the fiscal year through to January 2018 was $47.8 billion, compared with a budgeted figure of $46.5 billion. The government has identified national security and the rule of law among its main strategic priorities for fiscal year 2018-19. As such, the allocation to the Ministry of National Security for the upcoming fiscal year has increased by 23.4%, moving to $78.5 billion, up from $63.6 billion in 2017-2018. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says the increase will facilitate the provision of machinery and equipment, as well as the implementation of physical infrastructure and social intervention programs. Projects to be undertaken in the new fiscal year include construction of new facilities for the Jamaica Defense Force and Jamaica Constabulary Force, and the expansion of crime-fighting training facilities. Other projects will include building and improving several correctional facilities, the procurement of motor vehicles and other specialized equipment to respond to physical threats and cyber attacks, and the continuation of social intervention programs. And the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, will be establishing 5 small business development centers in the 2018-19 financial year. The centers will be built in Portland, St. Catherine, St. Anne, Manchester, and Westmoreland.
Those centers will facilitate small business to not have to travel large distances to get expert advice and to be trained in the affairs of establishing a business and maintaining the management structures necessary for small business to succeed.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Kasamudo. He was addressing a recent meeting of the Standing Finance Committee. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.